This is the order of battle!
Thanks for joining the Order of Battle podcast for another episode. Joel, Jason, and Sometimes A discuss collecting G.I. Joe, other 118 scale action figures, and in general, what sparks joy. It's a lot of things, but almost always toys. This is the Order of Battle podcast.
And now for something completely different. This is Steve.
And this is A.
And you're listening to the Order of Battle. Hello, A. How's it going, buddy? We haven't spoken in a long, long time. You well?
Yep.
Excellent. May I just say at the outset, I am a big fan of your podcast. So thank you for all the hours of audio you've given me, man. And may I also say that I'm a little bit upset, actually. I feel like we might have lost you to, like, the real G.I. Joes. You know, the big guys. Have we?
No.
Say it ain't so, buddy. No? Do you still have love for the old 3¾-inch O-ring boys?
Yeah.
I'm so relieved. So relieved.
I have an entire box full of stuff that's still in a storyline. But I just paused that storyline for a little. Because it's been going on for about 2 weeks. And I still haven't finished gearing up everybody.
That's good that you can kind of hit pause on one and then play another.
Yeah.
But this podcast is going to be devoted to talking about your storylines. And I believe that you've got quite a few going on upstairs in that head of yours. So this is quite exciting for me because I love, love, love talking about how people play with their toys. And if you're hitting pause on the 3¾-inch guys and then playing with the 12-inch guys, let's start there. Let's talk about the most recent storylines and plot lines that you've got going on. How do you play with your 12-inch figures?
I made out of the gear I already have a new set for the figure Mike Powers, which was actually my first ever 12-inch figure that I ever got.
Okay, well, build him up in my mind for me.
So
what kind of boots is he wearing? What kind of pants, jacket, what kind of gear has he got? Has he got weapons, or does he kind of just action team it? I mean, what? Adventure team it. Yeah, I know stuff about 12-inch.
Really, it's just a bunch of random gear and stuff. 10 grenades.
10 grenades?
Yeah. 2 backpacks.
Ooh, you like making things go boom.
Yeah. 3 sticks of dynamite, a detonator, and a detonation cord.
Okay, what is he blowing up, man? Is this like the entrance to caves, or is he encountering actual adversaries?
Well, I don't really have any bad guys.
This is the problem, man. But there's so many 12-inch scaled toys out there that you wouldn't have to look very far to find someone to shoot or throw grenades at.
Yeah, that's what I usually do. There's a spy in our ranks.
Ooh, okay, okay. Where do these adventures take place, man? Where are you taking Mike Powers these days? Do you have a spot in like the bottom of the garden, or is there a park? Do you find a stream? Do you play under the bed? What's going down?
I've never taken my 12-inch figures outside.
Probably for the best.
Yeah, because they have a bunch of small gear.
You've got vintage guys, right?
I have 2 anniversary, but the rest are vintage.
Okay.
At least I think. I have one, I think it's Action Man?
Yeah. Well, those guys are tough. Like, are we talking like retro Action Man? Or are we talking like Action Man from the 90s? Because I remember Action Man from the 90s. He was very popular.
I don't remember. It's a, guy, with 2 gloves and a, radio transmitter.
Sweet. That could literally be in any era, but as long as he's, you know, durable enough for play, that sounds fine. Because I was talking to your dad about retro Action Man and G.I. Joe and thinking like, well, these guys have like fragility issues that I've never even thought about with the O-ring guys. I mean, with the O-ring guys, you know what it is. It's the crotches. Sometimes you get the elbow cracks and the rubber bands.
And the hands.
Oh, yeah, the old hands. Yeah, 12-inch guys, that's a whole other like layer of complexity. But we were talking about Mike Power and all of his grenades and sticks of dynamite. Tell me, what kind of plot lines have you woven?
So I haven't really played with that set because I upgraded it.
Ah.
Every pair of boots except for one or two add to that set. Every single helmet add to that set.
You remind me of a good childhood friend of mine who like had more fun equipping his figures than the actual mission. Like, he would just spend hours gearing his guys up, like, arming them in specific ways, backpacks, parachutes, helmets and stuff. So that sounds like the dominant play pattern with 12-inch guys, because of all the customizing options that you've got, you can spend an entire play session just putting together gear, right?
Yeah, so I added a lot to that set. Put it all in one footlocker, except for a shark, part of one of those sea sleds, and two rafts.
Sweet. Now, would you ever take your aquatic vehicles into a little bit of water? Have you tried it?
No, I don't actually have any aquatic vehicles. Well, all I have is like a raft and part of a sea sled.
Okay, alright. We used to have a blue carpet at my folks' place, and that used to be like the surface of the ocean for me. So like a raft would play really nicely there.
Yeah, I actually made a very cool setup where I took my only flocked dude, one of my guys from SWAT thing. I got it from Paul Nordstrom.
SWAT? We're talking like police SWAT? Like,
yeah.
Special weapons and tactics. Oh, now you're playing in my territory.
There's an entire set of them. They're not G.I. Joe, but they're still 12-inch stuff.
Oof. Cool. You know my favorite G.I. Joe character is Shockwave? He's speaking my language now, buddy. Okay, so what kind of gear do the SWAT guys come with? Shotguns, riot shields?
I only have one of them.
Okay.
So he comes with a pistol, a scope, a knife, a sheath, a microphone that's connected to a thing, well, radio, that goes around him. It's kind of like the headphones I'm wearing. It has a cord that goes up to his ear, wraps around, it goes in his ear, kind of like earbuds.
Sweet.
He comes with a rifle, which the scope goes on. He comes with a hood, a gas mask.
That's some good going for one figure, man.
Yeah.
Yowza. Excellent. And does Mike Power share in any of the equipment? Was this strictly like SWAT only?
Yeah, I haven't taken... Well, I have taken the clothes off the SWAT guy. He's really just wearing one giant onesie.
Well, I think that's... Isn't that true to reality? It's tricky to change outfits on that guy, I'm sure.
Yeah, I've only taken it off once and haven't even changed the outfit.
Playing with figures becomes a lot of admin trying to change outfits. Buddy, okay, we've spun our wheels about the 12-inch guys for a while. I know you've hit pause on your 3 3/4-inch play storylines, but I want to know, buddy, how do you play G.I. Joe? Who are your primary heroes? Do you have a core cast, or are you kind of flexible? It's like toy of the week.
There's usually a Sergeant Slaughter somewhere.
Excellent. You know, I've recently become a big fan of the Sarge. I've met a buddy here in Australia who is like crazy about Sergeant Slaughter. He's got a Facebook group called The Slaughterhouse. YouTube channel, everything Sergeant Slaughter. He wants to collect 777 Sergeant Slaughters. That's insane, man.
But why such an odd number?
I've asked him the same question and he says it just sounds cool. 777 Sergeant Slaughters. Kind of rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Well, it's 777.
Yeah, which some people think is lucky. Isn't that a lucky number?
I don't know.
I think like old school... They used to call them one-armed bandits, but like gambling machines. If you had 3 7s, it was like jackpot. Ding, 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 ding.
They didn't even make 100 Snake Eyes. I highly doubt he's not going to have multiples.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, he's not going to need 777 different Sergeant Slaughters. He's army building like the version 1, the version 2, the version 3, the version 4. And then other, like, Sergeant Slaughters that, like, Bobby Valor's Action Force, he's going to have about 20 of those ones. He's going to have a whole bunch of wrestling figures. He just wants to make up the number, with various different toy lines, various different scales. And I think there's going to be a Masters of the Universe one. Have you checked that out? They're doing a Motu-style Sergeant Slaughter as part of the, like, WWE tribute line. Very cool. Walmart exclusive. So where's your nearest Walmart, buddy? Not close. Oh, dear. But you're no stranger to going for a drive for your toys. I mean, it seems like you and your dad, every week you're going to a new toy convention.
We used to be going to Target hunting for those almost impossible to find Target exclusives. Ugh.
If I was in the States, it would be a big headache for me too. I'd feel very compelled to keep up the hunt, even knowing that, like, I'm going to come away empty-handed.
We actually found a Viper on our first try.
What? Unbelievable. Well, I'm glad it does actually happen, because all I see online are people complaining about empty rack.
And our Walmart is anything near G.I. Joe graveyard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm so relieved. Don't let anyone else know. That's the best kept secret.
There's barely like, anything there.
Oh, I get you, man. I thought it was the other way around. I thought that you were saying it wasn't a G.I. Joe graveyard. Well, I'm sorry to hear that then. Listen, man, I'm dying to know, what are your favorite plot lines at the moment? Has the war on Cobra been won yet? Or is Cobra, have they got the upper hand? Talk to me, buddy.
This is a very old battle. I could barely move through one of the biggest rooms in the house. I could barely move through it. The battle was so big.
I imagine then it was mainly a land battle? Lots of vehicles in the mix?
Yes.
Sweet. Do you have any kind of Air Force pitching in? Or was this like the Air Force has basically wiped each other out and it's down to the ground vehicles?
So there was air vehicles. We don't hang our air vehicle.
They're grounded, man. Bad weather.
So they're on the ground whenever I am, like, if they're crashed, they're on the ground. Elsewhere on the ground! Not the Night Raven versus Tomahawks.
You're gonna have to get your dad to help out. I mean, like, you can't hold a Night Raven and a Tomahawk. Like, I'm a grown-up, and I can barely do it. But yeah, you need some distance between them, right? Do you, like, park the one on, like, a table and then kind of zoom past it?
Well, I didn't have a Tomahawk.
Why not? It's a legendary vehicle. You just have to have it.
It's, like, my second favorite vehicle.
Oh, no. Then what's your first?
Hammer.
Hammer?
Yeah.
What? Sweet, okay. Showing some love for the 90s.
I know. I got it for my half birthday.
Nice. It's a good one. I got my first hammer, I think, like just 2 or 3 years ago. And man, there's a lot of stuff you can do with that vehicle.
I know, it's amazing.
Just cram it with guys, like literally triple its weight in figures. Because, like, the vehicle on its own kind of feels a little bit hollow, but the second you start putting guys on all the places, man, it becomes dense.
I don't have stuff to put in the back, so I will put, like, 1 to 2 figures in the back.
Yeah, man, why not? I've checked out actual pictures of, like, vehicles used in war, and they've just got guys crammed everywhere. If you need to move people from one place to another, like, you put them on the deck of tanks, you put them, like, in the trunk of vehicles, just off you go.
At one point in my latest hammer battle, I had actually popped open the front and put figures there. I can never remember the guy who drives the general.
Oh, Major Storm.
Major Storm was driving, and the
Sweet.
Front was, like, popped open. He was like, guys, can you make a little extra room? Popping his head out, constantly getting hit by the Rampart, who is on that cannon.
So the guys behind the hood, were they using the hood as cover? Were they sort of popping up over and...
No, they were just sitting there. I'm ready for transport. And 1 or 2 guys on the top.
Man, oh man. Isn't that engine hot? They're gonna burn their butts. I guess they got thick combat pants on. Maybe it's alright.
The only Cobra attacking was a single AVAC. He was toast.
In a Firebat? Or was he just an AVAC standing there, like, throwing his parachute at them? You guys!
No, he was running into combat. No weapons, just fists, like...
Jeez, dude.
Blown away.
Give that man a medal for bravery. Wow. Cobra's got guts.
But he's dead!
Ah, true. Well, you know, they can give you awards even if you're dead. I don't know. They give it to your wife. Your widow. Dude, that is wicked. So, why was there only one AVAC? Why was there only one AVAC as opposition? What was the rest of Cobra doing?
I just didn't have any other Cobras out.
Right, okay. Well, getting back to your major war, was there an outcome or was it a stalemate? Did everyone just wipe each other out?
It wasn't done. It never finished. I'd forgotten what the vehicles were the next day.
Oh man, did you have to pack up?
Yeah, I had to pack up on Sunday.
Brutal. You kind of almost have to plan your end point because you know Sunday night, it's over. So like, if you're not there by then...
And I only started it like Thursday.
What? You were playing midweek? Wicked. No schoolwork for A. Nice.
No, I... come on. I need to get to my school... My playing. Which is real school. School is not fun. School is just a waste of time, in my opinion.
Well, play is also a kind of education, man. It teaches us... Yeah, it teaches us imagination, common sense, cause and effect. I know you're a fan of Mobile Assault Strike Command as well. And you guys recently completed the collection, I think? At least the most of the big pieces?
To complete the vehicle line, we need one mask and one missile. That's it. Oh. And then we need all four of the foreign action packs and one domestic.
Okay, well, no biggie there. No biggie at all. I mean, you guys can have incredible vehicle combat. Do you mainly just have Venom attack Boulder Hill? Or do you have kind of open road combat? Rhino versus, what is it, Jackhammer?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember the names.
Jackhammer.
This is outside of my pool of knowledge, bro, but I love those toys. They're very, very beautiful toys. Have you ever done like a crossover game? Like, I used to think of them as like different dimensions colliding, but would you ever mix Mask with G.I. Joe?
No, but my cousin is actually working on a Dogman and Doctor Strange crossover.
What? Okay.
He's a huge Marvel kid.
Cool. Do you collect any of the Marvel 3¾-inch guys? I know they don't really make them so much anymore, but like... Just so you could play with them alongside G.I. Joe.
No. I didn't even know there was Marvel 3¾.
Oh, no, they exist, man. Oh, dear, what have I done? Another line for you to collect?
No.
Your dad's credit card's gonna be groaning. So this guy's playing his Doctor Strange game. I mean, do you ever get involved with other kids' storylines?
Whenever I visit his house, he lives 5 hours away from us.
Oh, man. So it's a big event when you guys visit. So you're not familiar with the 3¾-inch Marvel figures, but when it comes to playing superhero action figures, I mean, who do you tend to play as? Do you enjoy that sort of thing? Or are you like, these guys, they got powers, they're weird. I want guys with guns and grenades.
I usually do people like Iron Man, Spider-Man, and big, tough, evil guys.
Okay, so you do like playing the bad guys. I was wondering, like, because, I mean, it sounds like Cobra's a bit underrepresented with just one AVAC against a whole hammer full of Joes. Do you like playing as the bad guys?
Because he was the only one on duty. His firebed crashed elsewhere, and he was, like, stumbling around looking for, like, a Cobra outpost.
Man, oh man. So he was not even, like...
When he stumbled across this hammer, blown away. No remnants. None at all.
No mercy. They could have totally taken him prisoner, you know.
There wasn't any room!
Fair enough. Sure, that is bloodthirsty of the G.I. Joes. But, okay, so you like to play as big, bad dudes. Are we talking, like, Dr. Doom bad? Are we talking about, like, Apocalypse or Thanos bad?
What are those guys? I can't remember the guy's names.
Okay. Well, what are his power set?
So, one of them's Wreckage, I think.
Oh, those guys. Man, those are like...
Yeah.
I think they're like Thor villains. The Wrecking Crew.
Yeah, the Wrecking Crew.
Yeah, man. Okay. So they're just a bunch of, like, really strong bruisers, basically.
Yeah. Hasbro Pulse actually announced a, like, awesome Sabretooth. I was like, Dad, I want that now.
I'm a big fan, too. I mean, everyone likes Wolverine, but if there's one character Wolverine is scared of, it's Sabretooth.
I know. He might be a Build-A-Figure. Hopefully he's not a Build-A-Figure.
Why would they do him as a Build-A-Figure? I suppose he is beefier than most figures. But like...
Yeah.
Marvel Legends back in the day, the Build-A-Figures were actually proper big. They were like huge. Like a Sentinel or Apocalypse. Now they're like standard size figures, but just segmented into pieces that you have to collect. But hey... There are always ways to get him outside of actually collecting the Build-A-Figure. Like, you can buy the parts maybe online separately and piece them together. Though that might actually wind up being more expensive, so scratch that.
Yeah. I also wanted that hologram Iron Man.
Oh, yeah?
That thing looked pretty cool.
I'm not familiar with the hologram Iron Man. Is it, like, hologram armor, or is it, like, Iron Man as a hologram?
Iron Man as a hologram.
Sweet.
Hasbro Pulse announced it today.
So you could play that as like a ghost mode Iron Man armor? Maybe you can phase through walls and stuff?
I actually had a Zoom call with my cousin who was making the crossover today.
Okay.
And he actually got a new MODOK. It's very ugly.
As it should be.
Brain blaster.
I wonder if that's an older MODOK. I think they did do a Build-A-Figure some time ago.
Well... I don't know if it was new or not, but I highly doubt it was a Build-A-Figure.
I don't know if I'd like to play as MODOK. He seems like a schemer.
It was a big bulky thing.
Yeah, yeah, I want the more athletic characters. Like, give me a Spidey any day.
But this one had, like, things popping out from the side of his head on the hover chair.
What, like blasters?
Yeah, like one thing with, like, some sort of two cannon thing. One bigger than the other, and like some other, like, I don't know what it was. And he had a brain right here in the middle of his head that if you pressed a button in the back of his head, it shot out.
No. Brain blasting action. Sounds like a figure from the 90s, man. Makes zero sense, but it's a lot of fun.
He also has a Lego one, which is a lot more agile.
Oh. Yeah, because it's smaller, no doubt. Does he play them both at the same time? Like, MODOK and Mini MODOK.
We were actually doing a thing where I had convinced the Lego MODOK to be a good guy.
Oh, sweet. Nice.
And I was able to help him form his own good guy team.
Out of Lego minifigures?
No. I was like, if you do this, 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 and this, and you give me this much money, I can get you a superhero team.
Dude. Can we swing it back to Joe for a sec? Because I know you dig the Sarge. So he's kind of number one. What kind of team do you build around him?
At Toyland, I actually got a custom Sergeant Slaughter.
What?
So it was a interrogator body with a Sergeant Slaughter head with the hat painted blue.
Cobra Slaughter, right?
I know.
With a custom Triple T. I listened to the last episode. It was great.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Is that a clone? Like a bad Sergeant Slaughter? Or are we going to have like some Slaughter versus Slaughter action?
Yes, sort of. So, interdimensional, other dimension. Have you seen Star Trek?
Of course. Which one? I mean, there's a lot of Star Trek out there, brother.
I don't know. The one with Kurt and Spock?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Vintage. Old school. Wow. It's a bit tough to watch when for a youngster. It's a bit janky. It's a bit old school.
I haven't seen it, but I did see it was during Winterfest. So we had gone out to go to some shops near it and saw a other dimension bad guy Spock and Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, Dad, what is this? I know it's a Spock and Kurt, but...
I think the episode was called Mirror Mirror. So there's a mirror universe.
Yeah, mirror universe. So I use it as sort of a mirror. I use it in that context, sort of.
Okay. So is the rest of the Joe team also, like, evil?
No.
And Slaughter is now the good guy?
So there's good Slaughter and a bad Slaughter. Bad Slaughter's from another dimension. Came to Earth with the Triple C Cobra Command Cruiser.
Good name. You came up with that yourself?
Yeah.
Sweet.
My dad had another abbreviation. I told him that one before he could tell his, and he was like, that's way better than mine. That's it. Done.
Schooled him. Excellent.
It was a little hard to get him to tell me his thought.
Oh, man. Don't make fun of your dad like that.
I wasn't.
He doesn't have the fertile imagination of a 9-year-old anymore. I wish I did, too. Hey, it's been great chatting to you, dude. I think we've actually hit the 30-minute mark. I know you guys like to keep it around that time.
About 34 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing as well. Maybe your dad will do some cut-downs, but if I was him, I wouldn't do that at all. I think this is all gold. But then again, what am I talking about? It's you and me, brother. We could do this all day. But I'm going to use my standard excuse, because I have heard my son crying in the next room. I think he might need some daddy love. So I'm going to say so long for now, brother, but this has been great. We should do this again sometime.
Cool.
Keep playing, eh? It's awesome to hear, man. You're giving me inspiration to get my Joes out on the carpet and have a battle royale. But eh, dude, it's been a pleasure, man. I wish we had done this all along. This is great.
Sometimes the Joebrick episodes can get a little long.
Oh yeah, we love to go over an hour. But there are like 3 or 4 of us, and everyone's got so much to say, so, you know, there's that.
I'm guessing you have to do it in, like, multiple segments?
No, I recorded, like, a really early part of the morning, so no one really misses me for long. But right now, I gotta make breakfast, I gotta kiss my wife, you know, all that schmaltzy stuff. Dude, thanks very much for your video message when Elliot was born. That was very, very sweet. Much appreciated, man.
You're welcome.
What a gentleman. All right, dude. Well, enjoy your Sunday. No, it's Saturday night for you. It's Sunday for me. But have a good weekend. Rest of the weekend.
You're right.
All right. So long, buddy.
Hit stop in 3, 2, 1.
Now. Bye.
Thanks again for spending time with us discussing toys and other geeky things. Our logo was made by Rhino. The music we use was created by Self Help. You can find Joel on Instagram at Order of Battle Pod. Jason is on Twitter at Order of Battle PD. Our email is orderofbattlepod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and thank you for your likes, comments, outreaches, and just being here with us.
Do you want to say, I'm going to say, this is Steve, and you can say, this is A, and then I'll say, or you can say, and you're listening to The Order of Battle.
You do it. I've already recorded, like, 30, this is The Order of Battles.
Okay, well, then I can do it if you like, just to switch things up. I'll just say, this is Steve, and then you say,
this is A.
Nice. And then I'll say, and you're listening to The Order of Battle.
This has been The Order of Battle.